How many of you have ever had this experience before? You woke up in the bathroom, there was a song inside. Huh? Good. When the Spirit of God is drawing the bride out of the swamp, out of the woods, out of confusion, out of distraction, so that they can align with the Christ. When he's doing that, he sings. He's a singing spirit. Real entertainment is within, not without. So when these guys left the presence of God, the entertainment within was lost. So what did Juba do? He now created a band to distract himself on the outside, externally, as a substitute for the inner music. There was this guy those days when we were still in the university. He was opposite our door. He plays his music. Maybe, Chief John, maybe you remember those kind of people. There's always, if there's light, there's always music. Ke-ke-ko! Ke-ke-ko! You know why? It's a deliberate attempt to distract himself from the voidness of vanity that is reaching out to him. So, the devil knows that, you know, the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes that he put eternity in our heart. Your heart will soon long for something as deep as its origin. Huh? The heart of every man will long for the depths from whence he came. Because in those moments when you long, you can get dissatisfied with the system. He raised Juba. Give them music. So when they are in that music and the heart is longing, they will not be able to know the difference. So Juba was the one that pioneered music. External music that is inconsistent with what? Inner music. I have a lot to say about music, but I won't start today. But to give you an idea, there is a cherub in glory whose designation is to make music in the presence of God. And if you check the design of that cherub, musical instruments were built into his framework. The tablets, and the pipes. Music is, the sum total of music is a combination of string instruments and wind instruments. This keyboard, for instance, is a string instrument. The guitar you play is a string instrument. The drum you play is a wind instrument. So music is a sum total of string and wind. And the Bible says Lucifer built into his body were instruments. The tabret is a string instrument. The pipe is like a trumpet. It's a wind instrument. So he was a carrier of sound on his external framework. Are you here? Now, when he comes into the presence of God, because that cherub was the only cherub that the Bible ever say was an anointed cherub. It was the only cherub that had the anointing on it. With that anointing, he's able to peep into some of the secrets of God. With that anointing, he can discern God's mood. If God is angry, if God is excited, he can pick it with the anointing. See, the music that he generates is consistent with the mood of God that he discerns by the anointing. Are you with me? And the Bible reveals that it was a covering cherub, indicative of the fact that it was one of the cherubs that was closest to the throne. His ministry was by the throne. He had five responsibilities in Zion, one of which is that he was a covering cherub. When he begins to play that music, in that sanctuary of God, and the Lord is excited, he glows like a lamp. He glows like a fluorescent tube. That's where he got his name, the light bearer. I don't have time to build on that. But you see, that guy fell with all of his sound. And then men like Jabbar began to build his frequencies into instruments. Do you realize that apart from Jesus Christ, Michael Jackson was the most popular human being? And he wasn't born again. How did he conquer the world? By sound. It means there is something more than natural that was in that man's music. It may be that the great prince of sound himself gave some vibrations to him. And many people across generations surrendered to his mastery. It was Jabbar that opened the gateway for such a possibility. Hallelujah. The real music is inside. And if you are going to give praise and worship that will take us to Zion, then the music inside of your spirit man was the one that you sang. It will burn this place, the hearts of men, and it will take them on in transport. If you go to the book of Psalms, you are going to find there are many kinds of songs that David sang. And there are 15 songs. In all the 150 songs, 15 of them are songs of ascent. Those are songs by which you transport. It's a transport system in the spirit to take you to the heart of Zion, where songs, where sound is born. Jabbar was able to factor the dimensions of the fallen cherub into instruments to keep humanity perpetually distracted from ever wondering about the vacuum of eternity that is in the hearts of men.
Face value, that voice that is a disclosure of the perspective of God, and you will hear a voice. You will hear a voice. Aikomenis, ilabroske sekembelesko bodia abaka mansala baboria. You will hear a voice. As you go around preaching the gospel from place to place, whoever becomes your friend, let him become your friend by the witness of that voice. As you move from nation to nation, you will not have so much access to the history of the people that will be coming to you, but you will hear a voice behind you, a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. That our spirits might be galvanized by the light of God, so that we can see beyond the judgment that comes from our eyes and the testimony that comes from our ears. He said, with righteousness he shall judge and make war. Aimosele kuria miskompele abiro doboski rabodia ikabreskuba la montale sambro oskoto modoro boboria. Jima Madigoske, Alima Sabria Tababon Sheketa, Prante Kuba Abra Abba Sekodale, Ilama Manselibo Combre Gede Samata, Ila Combre Zikapate Manzale. In the name of Jesus, Isaiah.